look who's awake. Good morning, sleepyhead. Did you sleep well? Oh, wow, what a hostile response. Jeez, I'm guessing you haven't had your cup of coffee yet this morning, huh? According to your file, the guards have been keeping you on a steady diet of plain bread, water, and kale. Oof, you know, I am pretty sure that's some kind of war crime. Did they tell you that if you cooperate, you get good boy points that you can redeem for better food? You can get upgraded from kale to, I don't know, tacos maybe? And not the cheap fast food kind either. At the very least, we are talking some good street food. Ah, come on, lighten up. You secret agent black ops types never have a sense of humor. Sheesh. I get it's hard to be in a good mood when you're strapped down like this, but come on. Well, whatever. I should introduce myself. I'm Dr. Well, I can't use my real name, so, call me Dr. Smith. Dr. Jane Smith. And starting from today, I'll be the one handling all of your interrogations. I'd shake your hand, but, you seem a little tied up. No one ever laughs at that joke. Honestly, would it kill you to crack a smile? I know you've been strapped down and ruthlessly interrogated by really unfriendly people for the past few weeks, but a positive attitude really goes a long way in life. Let's turn that frown upside down, mister. Or just keep glaring at me like you're doing. That's okay, too. Well, I'm sure you're wondering why I'm your interrogator now instead of Lieutenant Grouchy Face or whatever his name is. Well, it's because you are a special case. According to our files, you're a special agent who's been trained to resist, let's see, interrogation, torture, and people with bad breath. But you don't have to worry about that last one today because I popped a breath mint before I came in here. Well, since you've been successful at resisting all of the usual interrogation methods, the higher-ups have realized that you're a special person who needs very special attention. And that's why I'm here. I am an expert who specializes in some very exotic methods of getting information. Because while the people you work for may have trained you to resist torture, no one ever thinks to train their agents to resist pleasure. I think you see what I'm getting at, don't you? You're strapped down, you're naked, you're helpless in front of a woman that's going to interrogate you. Now tell me, when was the last time you had an orgasm? Shh, shh, calm down. I'm not gonna hurt you. Quite the opposite, really. Now answer my question. When was the last time you had an orgasm? You're not gonna tell me anything, huh? Well, that's fine. Because first, I'm going to let you know what I'm planning to do to you. I am going to make you come. That's right. I am going to bring you to orgasm, whether you want me to or not. And let's face it, you're strapped down, naked, and helpless. You can't stop me. I am going to make you come, and you can't do anything about it. But what you can control is how enjoyable the experience will be for you. If you cooperate with me, I'll make sure it's incredibly pleasurable for you. I'm very good at what I do. I'll build you up to a satisfying finish, and when you're ready, I'll give you the sweetest release. I can give you the most incredible orgasm of your life. And all you have to do is cooperate. But maybe you'll refuse. Maybe you don't want to play nice. I get it. I'll still bring you to orgasm, but it won't be easy for you. I'll tease you, deny you, and I'll keep you on edge until it feels like you're going insane from all the pleasure that I'll build up. You'll give in eventually, but probably not before you go crazy from desire. Maybe you think you're tough, but let me tell you, it doesn't matter. I have made big, strong men cry and whimper and beg for release. It's your choice. Cooperate with me, and I'll give you the sweetest and most enjoyable orgasm. Or be a tough guy, and I will make you beg for me to finish you off. Now tell me, when was the last time you had an orgasm? It's such a simple question, but I guess you don't want to tell me anything at all. That's okay. I like playing with tough guys like you. Though, it must have been several weeks since your last orgasm. Your poor balls must be so full. I guess I'll just have to get between your legs and check. Oh, wow. They sure look full. I'll just cup them in my hands and feel for myself. Wow. They definitely feel all swollen and heavy. Poor baby. You must be really backed up. Shh, just relax. I'm just massaging your balls. Can I tell you something? One of my favorite things to do with my sexual partners is to play with their balls. There's just something so intimate about it, you know? It's such an important part of a man's body. It's where his sperm comes from. It's where everything that makes him a man comes from. It's so important and yet so delicate and sensitive. When my romantic partners let me play with their balls, I just get this little thrill because they trust me enough to let me have full control over the most sensitive part of their body. Once I've held them and massaged them and played with them, I like to lean down and just sniff them like this. You know, some girls don't like the smell, but I really enjoy it. It makes my mouth water because I know that after sniffing a man here, the next step is to hold his cock up so his balls are fully exposed to me. And then I can lean down and take one into my mouth. I love how they feel in my mouth, especially when they're full and heavy, like yours, because I know I'm going to empty them. No matter how full and swollen a man's balls are, I know I can empty them completely. I'm going to drain them dry. Maybe some of his sperm will go on my face, and maybe some of it might get swallowed down my throat. Maybe some will go on my tits, and maybe in my pussy, in my ass. Normally, I like to give my lovers a choice. They're heavy, aching balls have worked so hard to produce sperm for me. It's only right they can choose where it goes. But you, You're not going to get a choice. I'm going to choose for you. I'm going to choose where all your cum goes. I'm going to choose where all the sperm your balls have made will end up. I think I want to swallow them. It's ironic, isn't it? Your balls have been so hard at work for weeks making all this sperm. I can feel how backed up you are. If you came inside a woman's pussy right now, your cum would be so rich and thick, it would get her pregnant for sure. But that's not going to happen now, because I'm going to swallow it. I'm going to eat every last drop of your cum, and you can't do a thing to stop me. You're just going to have to watch while I empty your balls down my throat and devour all that precious sperm. Is that pre-cum for me? I can see it leaking from your tip. And here I thought you didn't want me to play with you. Your mouth says no, but your cock is all stiff and aching and leaking for me. So, are you going to be a good boy and cooperate? No. Are you sure? Play nice, and I promise I'll make it good for you. All you have to do is tell me what I want to know, and I will take such good care of you. I could take your cock into my soft, wet, warm mouth and give it all the love and care that it deserves. You could tell me how you want to be sucked, and I'll do it. I'll give you the blowjob you have always dreamed of. Do you want me to work the head of your cock? I could take the tip into my mouth, close my soft lips around the rim, and bathe it in my saliva. I'd take the tip of my tongue and work the underside of your cockhead. You would leak pre-cum into my mouth while I tease that sensitive underside, my tongue finding your favorite spots. I'd stroke your cock with one hand and play with your balls with the other. I could work it slowly, letting your pre-cum leak into my mouth and mix with my saliva while I gently pleasure you. Or I could stroke it faster and harder until you spend yourself for me. Or maybe you want me to take it deep. I can deep throat you. I could take you slowly, pushing you towards the back of my throat. My lips would start wrapped around the rim of your cock, and you'd watch as I go deeper and deeper until I take you all the way in, and my lips are wrapped around the base of your dick. Your cock twitching and trembling while it's locked in my throat. Do you like your blowjob slow? I could work you over slowly, building up your pleasure gently, steadily pushing you to the point of no return. You could just rest and relax while I take care of your stiff, aching cock. And when you're ready, I'll push you over the edge and accept your load into my throat. I gently wring out every last bit of pleasure for you. Or maybe you like your blowjobs fast. Maybe you want me to fuck your cock with my mouth. Maybe you like blowjobs that are hard and fast and sloppy. I could just suck the orgasm right out of you like a woman possessed. I wouldn't waste a single second, and I definitely would not be gentle. I would use every trick I know to bring you to the very brink of orgasm. I would give you the most intense and merciless blowjob of your life. I would fuck your cock with my mouth until it was twitching and trembling and leaking uncontrollably. And only when you felt like you couldn't take the rapidly building pleasure would I finish you off, taking you deep into my throat and forcing you to spurt every last drop of cum for me. I could bring you so much pleasure, baby. I would blow you however you want, and I'm very good at it. My mouth could make you whimper with pleasure. It could make you scream with pleasure. It could make you moan or howl or cry tears of joy from just how good I could make you feel. All you have to do is cooperate with me. Tell me what I want to know. Give me what I want, and I'll give you all you want and more. So I'm going to ask again. Just one simple, harmless question. All you have to do is answer, and I will blow you however you want. When was the last time you had an orgasm? Oh, wow. I am impressed. You still won't tell me anything. Your cock is throbbing and leaking pre-cum. I've offered to give you the best blowjob of your life, and you still won't cooperate. You're so stubborn. I think we're gonna have a lot of fun together. You know, I remember the last stubborn person I had. He went days without telling me anything. In fact, he was so stubborn, he wouldn't even say that he wouldn't cooperate. He wouldn't say anything at all. He would just glare at me. So one day, I decided not to say anything at all to him either. I just got between his legs, and I kissed the head of his cock. And then I kissed it again, and again, and again, until it was hard and throbbing and pre-cum was leaking from the tip. Once I saw the pre-cum, I licked it off with the tip of my tongue. Then I closed my mouth and just stared up at him. I didn't say a word. We were completely silent, except he was breathing a little hard by this point. And every time a drop of pre-cum appeared, I'd stick my tongue out and lick it off. And then go back to doing nothing. Nothing, of course, with my lips just millimeters from the tip of his dick. Whenever it looked like he might start to go soft, I'd kiss his cock again. Until it was as hard as I wanted. And then I'd stop. I don't know how long that went on. An hour? Maybe more? Just me licking off his pre-cum and occasionally kissing his cock to keep it hard. Eventually, he was breathing harder. So I opened my mouth and started to softly blow air on the head of his cock. I stopped kissing. I stopped licking off the pre-cum. I just blew air on his tip. Well, I teased him and kept him on edge for so long that eventually just this little bit of stimulation sent him over the edge. He blew his load right on my face without me even touching his cock. And he hadn't come in weeks, so it was a really thick load, which got all over my forehead and my nose, my lips. I even opened my mouth and got some on my tongue. It was everywhere. And you know what I did afterwards? Once he had spurted out that massive load, and his poor cock was all tired and drained and incredibly sensitive, I gave him the most intense, most furious blowjob of his life. I was merciless. He kept whimpering. Ugh, it was great. He even started speaking to me, saying that he was too sensitive and pleading with me to leave his cock alone. I didn't care, of course. I just sucked harder and harder, never letting up, just forcing him to the brink of another orgasm. And then I stopped. Right as he was about to come, I stopped, and then I got up and left the room and didn't come back until the next day. The next day, I gave him another blowjob. This one was really slow and gentle, sweet, almost loving, really. I told him I was sorry for blueballing him the previous day. I told him that if he would just cooperate, I would take such good care of him. I gave him this incredibly sweet and caring and luxurious blowjob, gently taking him right up to the point of no return. And then I stopped, because he wasn't cooperating. So I got up and left the room and didn't come back for another day. When I did come back, I told him I was sorry for treating him like that. I told him I would make it up to him, and then I got right on top of him and started riding him. I held his face to my chest and told him to tell me when he was getting close so we could come together. And when he was throbbing hard, leaking pre-cum inside me and getting ready to blow his load, I got off him. I got off him, masturbated myself to orgasm, and left the room, because he still wasn't cooperating with me. The next day was when I finally broke his resistance. That day, I brought in one of my assistants. She is a very helpful girl and quite eager, with a nice face and amazing tits. You see, I'd figured out this guy was really into breasts, so I had my assistant tit-fuck him. Her breasts were big enough to completely envelop his cock, all except for the tip, which stuck out a little from her cleavage. So while she tit-fucked him, I leaned over and took his cock head into my mouth and sucked while she worked him over with her impressive bosom. That poor man. He hadn't come in almost 3 days, and I had gone out of my way to blueball him for the last two. And all of a sudden, now he has two women working him over, one just squeezing his throbbing shaft in between her warm, cozy, pillowy tits, and another sucking the pre-cum right out of his tip. And of course, he knew by this point that we were going to stop right as he was about to come. That's what broke him in the end. He started telling us everything. And after that, we made him come. We made him blow his load again and again and again until he was completely spent. He gave up all the information he had because of that. But that's enough about him. The question now is, what am I going to do with you? I could just leave you like this, hard, throbbing, leaking for me. And then tomorrow, I'd come back and tease you all over again. I might even pleasure you until you're right on the edge, ready to burst for me, ready to fill my throat with your spunk. And then I'd stop. I'd leave. And the following day, we'd do it again. And again. How many days do you think it would take to break you? Or maybe it would be more cruel to make you come right now. I could just give you the sweetest, most enjoyable blowjob of your life right here, right now. And after you come, I'd blow you again, but leave you hanging. Tomorrow, I'd do the same thing. And the next day. And the next. You'd be left with the memory of an amazing blowjob and an incredible orgasm, but you'd always be left hanging, unable to finish until you gave me everything I wanted. Of course, you could just tell me what I want to know now. It's not even a dangerous question. I'm not asking for some top secret information. I just want to know, when was the last time you had an orgasm? Just tell me that, and I'll take care of you right now. I'll give you a fantastic blowjob. Don't you want to know how these soft, warm lips feel wrapped around your cock? They're just an inch away from your cockhead. I bet you can even feel my breath on your skin. Tell me what I want to know, and these perfect lips could be wrapped around the base of your shaft. Or maybe you just want to keep acting tough guy. It's fine, just keep silent while I blow warm air on your cock. I wonder if that will be enough to push you over the edge. I could just blow warm air across your dick. Maybe that tiny bit of stimulation will push you over the edge. Maybe it'll just frustrate you. I don't know, but if you keep quiet, we're going to find out. Just like this. Forty-two days. That's how long it's been since you last came? Oh, you poor baby. That's longer than we've kept you here. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. It's okay, don't you worry. I am a woman of my word, and I'm going to take excellent care of you. Tell me how you want me to blow you. You're leaking so much pre-cum into my mouth. Just relax and let me take it. You can come whenever you're ready. And when you come, I'm going to wrap my lips around the base of your cock, and I'm going to hold you deep in my throat. You're going to spurt yourself there, and I'm going to swallow every last drop of it. Just let it go. Whenever you're ready, because I'm gonna make this blowjob even more intense. Ah. Getting close, aren't you? I can feel you twitching and throbbing like crazy in my mouth. Get ready, honey. Get ready, because I'm going to finish you off now. The next time I deep throat you. The next time I take you all the way into my throat. The next time I press my nose against your butt. I'm gonna hold you there. I'm gonna hold you in my throat until you fill my belly with your sperm. I'm gonna suck and swallow you down until your balls are drained dry. And I'm not gonna stop. I am not going to stop until it's done. I told you I'm a woman of my word. But today, this was just the beginning. This was just to see if you could cooperate with something simple. Tomorrow, I'm gonna have to start asking the real questions. And I hope you'll be as willing to cooperate then. I promise the rewards will be even better. I think I'm gonna have the guards bring you better meals, too. Don't start thanking me yet. You're gonna need all the energy you can get for what I have planned.